Welcome to Managing Cybersecurity Podcasts, sponsored by AlgaSec. AlgaSec is the leading provider of business-driven security management solutions. You can learn more about AlgaSec at algasec.com.
Hello again to all of our listeners out there. I have the pleasure once again of talking to Professor Avishai Wohl, AlgaSec co-founder and CTO. And today we'll be talking about identity-based and label-based filtering. How are you, Avishai?
I'm great. How are you, Ami?
Doing just fine. Thanks. So let's get right into it, Avishai. What problems are identity-based or label-based filtering trying to solve?
Actually, there's two separate issues here that are being addressed together. One is about human mobility. So people have laptops, smartphones, tablets, etc., and they move around. They move from office to office, from room to room, from building to building, from campus to campus. And the idea is that we would like to have each person's access controls and permissions to follow that person around wherever they're attached to the network from. So that's challenge number one, that is dealing with that kind of mobility. A second challenge is completely technology driven and has nothing to do with people. And that is when we move to more virtualized environments, especially in cloud environments, you have containers or VMs, virtual machines, and these machines also move around from a networking perspective. They can be duplicated, they could be reattached in a different place, and therefore the same, let's say, container could have multiple instances of it, and then they would have multiple IP addresses, and they have multiple connection points. And since they're all copies of each other, you want all of their permissions to be equivalent, even when you power up a new instance or a new copy. So this is what is in cloud terminology often called elasticity. You want something to be elastic so that you have more capacity when you need it and less capacity when you don't need it. And this elasticity causes a form of mobility. And again, you want the access controls to and from a networking perspective, and the access controls from and to that instance or container to follow it around wherever it's connected to right now. So basically two things that you want to remember. One is human mobility, and the other is container or VM mobility caused by elasticity. Not exactly the same thing, but sometimes have similar manifestations.
Okay, great. So let's drill down a little further. What is actually identity-based filtering?
Okay, so when specifically we talk about identity-based filtering, there is some confusion here because identity management could mean a couple of things. When people talk about identity management, it's typically about managing the identity of humans. So things like identification, login, authorization, etc., you know, passwords, multi-factor authentication, connection with the human resources department to make sure that when you log in, your permissions are appropriate to your role in the company, etc. So that's all identity management, which is sort of not what we're talking about today. When we talk about identity-based filtering from a networking perspective, typically vendors of filtering technologies give that a different meaning. They sort of mean the identity of a server or identity of a service or a resource or a container, something that's not necessarily a person. It's some kind of computerized resource, and they're talking about the identity of that. So when the terms identity-based filtering are mentioned, we need to ask ourselves, okay, which flavor of identity-based things are we talking about? Are we talking about identity-based management of humans, or are we talking about the identity of computerized things like servers and resources? I usually prefer to use terminology of user awareness for when we talk about people, and something else when we talk about containers and services and systems. And I'm not a big fan of the use of the word identity-based because it's just a source of confusion. And while these two challenges are related to each other, they're not exactly the same thing, and the solutions don't have to be identical. Sorry for the pun. Anyway, so something to keep in mind.
So let's talk about label-based or actually tag-based filtering. Could you share your thoughts on that?
This is typically something that happens in cloud environments and to some extent also in software-defined on-premise environments, where you can associate a tag or a label with some kind of computerized resource, a server, a container. You can put labels or tags on that thing, And then you would like to have the ability, when you're writing access control rules, filtering rules, you would like to have the ability to say traffic coming from anywhere that has the tag web server is allowed to talk to anywhere that has the tag of a database. Okay, so you imagine you're tagging your resources in your cloud environment and you're tagging the web servers with a web tag and you're tagging the databases as a database tab, and you want to allow connectivity from this class to this other class without worrying about the exact IP addresses, because maybe they're going to be elastic and they're going to change over time. So you'd like to express your filtering policies using these tags. And there are quite a number of vendors, very much so in the cloud environment, that allow this. So you can indicate, you can specify your filtering policy exactly in these terms.
Okay, great. So now that you've broken them down in terms of the differences, let's talk about some of the challenges, the difficulties that they actually present.
Well, I think the biggest difficulty is scope. Okay, so imagine your AWS or Google environment, and they do support a label-based filtering. Okay, so you can express your filtering a policy based on tags, like I said before. But what happens if that connection that you're thinking about actually jumps out of that particular cloud vendor's environment and needs to reach an endpoint that's somewhere else, like in your data center or in some other platform as a service cloud by Microsoft or Alibaba or somebody else? So you have traffic that's starting in one scope, one platform, and then it transitions over to another one. And once you have this crossover and you're talking about more than one scope, you need that other side to also be aware of these labels or tags or identity indicators or what have you, and they're not. So you need to have some kind of translation, and that's a problem. When your traffic is not fully contained inside one scope, inside one cloud provider's environment, but once the traffic goes elsewhere, then these identity or label-based filtering approaches run into problems.
So now let's talk about cloud environment deployment. Based on your experience and obviously talking to the teams, what is the best for cloud environment deployment, agent-based or agentless?
Well, I don't know what's best. Honestly, I can say that there are two different approaches to handling these kinds of label-based, tag-based, identity-based filtering, because you need to enforce them somehow. It's fine to say, I would like to have this category of entities talk to those other entities, but you need something to enforce it. And the enforcement can be done in one of two styles. One style is agent-based. So basically, you put some kind of agent, some kind of software inside both endpoints of the connection. So in both on the source side and on the server side and on the client side, each of them has a special agent that knows about the meaning of these tags and also knows about the tags that it is controlling for on its side. And if you have those two agents, then they can enforce the requested policy because they understand. That is possible to do. But it is, and it has the advantage of potentially being cross-environment, cross-scope, because the agent is independent of the platform. You can put an agent inside the server, even an on-premise server, even a hardware-based server. You can put them there. The challenge of that is exactly that you need to put agents everywhere, and dealing with agents, managing them, deploying them, they are operating system specific, they have dependencies on versions, you have to upgrade them, they use resources on the system you install them on. It's a logistical challenge to deploy agents everywhere, and many organizations are not thrilled about agent-based technology because of the logistics involved. So that's one alternative. The other alternative is agentless, where you don't install anything in your servers or containers or whatnot. So it's less intrusive, it's operating system agnostic, doesn't use resources inside the server or the container. So those are all the good things. It's easier to manage, it seems very advantageous. The difficulty with agentless is that it's typically tied to one cloud, to one environment. So maybe AWS offers you this capability, or Google, or VMware, would offer you a agentless label-based filtering, but then it works well if the whole connection is inside that particular brand of systems. If the connection has to go to a different environment, then the agentless solution stops working because it's out of scope.
So let's talk about the dynamics of the different environments, you know, when moving from cloud, private, public to the data center. What can be done with traffic that crosses between environments?
Once you have traffic that crosses between environments and crosses scope, then you really have no choice except to translate. Something needs to recognize, let's say, the IP addresses of all the, let's say, servers that currently have the tag database. And then when you want to allow traffic to those, but originating in, let's say, the data center that's outside of the cloud environment, then you need to configure the filtering rules on the other side using the IP addresses that were extracted from the cloud environment, or some manifestation of that. So basically, you're translating to the lowest common denominator. You're translating the current meaning of the tags to basically an IP address-based notation so that you can use it outside the cloud environment, which in itself slightly defeats the purpose because now the IP addresses might change because of the elasticity we talked about before. And so when you lock it down to the snapshot of the current translation, then that translation might be less valid tomorrow. So you might want to translate and then aggregate, so create subnets or do some networking kind of expansions, or use a dynamic translation that in an ongoing fashion maintains the mapping over time. It's a challenge that needs to be addressed somehow.
Okay, and what can you share on interoperability?
Well, that's very easy. There is none. The concept of label-based or identity-based or tag-based filtering is non-standard, so there are no standards. Each vendor does their own thing. In fact, it's not only that they do their own thing from a policy perspective, also from a networking perspective, because if you want something to work end-to-end, you need the packets themselves to carry with them some kind of indication of the identities of the systems that emit the traffic or are supposed to receive the traffic. And so you need fundamentally some kind of mechanism to carry this information with the traffic, and that again is non-standard. So if you look at the IP protocol or TCP protocol, there's no field in the headers where you could put that kind of information and carry it with the packets. So Cisco, for instance, attempted to add some kind of label-based filtering capabilities or add tags to the traffic and basically extending some of the networking stack so that this traffic carries the identities with it. But that attempt has not, to my knowledge, become a popular beyond Cisco environments. There are other vendors that do similar, like Palo Alto also has something like that in a different way that is agent-based. At the moment, as far as I know, it's still non-standardized. So each vendor does their own. And this basically leads to the problems I mentioned before, where when you cross scopes between vendors, then the tag-based or identity-based filtering to some extent breaks down and you have to revert back to IP addresses, which are the common denominator.
As you monitor these technologies, Avishai, how do you see them evolving in the future? What is the future of these technologies? What are they going to look like?
Well, you know, making predictions is always difficult. I think that these ideas are growing in popularity because they are very powerful in dealing with elasticity, certainly in cloud environments and in software-defined environments. They make a lot of sense and they're easy to think about. So that's why they are growing in popularity. And they do much better in homogeneous environments. If you have a big platform as a service cloud with lots of stuff that you own in that one cloud vendor's estate, then a lot of your policy can be written using tags and labels and such, and it will all work for you very well. If you have a multi-cloud environment or a hybrid cloud and on-premise environment where lots of your estate is in both sides, then it becomes more challenging, especially if you try to do it with platform-based agentless technology. So if you are very hybrid and you want to use these kinds of identity-based solutions, then maybe you'll have to resort to agent-based technologies, which my understanding is that organizations are not always eager to adopt, because dealing with the agents is, you know, a logistical challenge of its own. It's going to be interesting, let's put it this way. I don't know what's going to win and in what way, but it's going to be interesting. And I think the need for this is definitely there.
Well, Avishai, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts today. That will do it for today's episode. I want to thank Avishai for sharing his valuable insights and walking us through this process of learning about identity-based and label-based filtering. And please stay tuned for our next podcast episode. Thank you, Avishai.
Thanks, Ami. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining today's podcast. Be sure to tune in for our next episode. Want to find out when the next podcast is out? Or listen to episodes you may have missed? Visit our website at www.algosec.com/podcasts, where you can subscribe to future podcasts. To learn more about security policy management or get a demo of AlgoSec, visit www.algosec.com or email marketing@algosec.com.